the role of the observers is to observe the elections, and that means the day of the election, but it also means the whole process of the elections. So we had the first team of the EU election observation mission that arrived in the beginning of May already, and today also the final team arrived. So we'll be composed of over 100 of election observers all across Sierra Leone to observe, and then also then write a final report, including the recommendations on the report that we will be composing. So I'm in Freetown. I was here actually first time a month ago for a week. Then I went back to Brussels, and I came back actually now last Sunday.
They're going to have a very big election coming Saturday. How do you gauge the mood so far?
Right now, of course, we are observing the election, and we encourage everybody to go and cast their vote and look forward to peaceful elections here in the country. But we are observing it. And on Monday, we will be presenting our first preliminary statement.
There are 13 people vying for the top job in the West African country. But experts are saying it is likely to be a two-horse race between incumbent President Julius Maada Bio and Samora Camara, the head of the All People's Congress Party.
So we are covering the whole aspect of the elections, of course, both as regards to all the candidates, but as well as the whole election process. And how, of course, also how the elections are conducting at the being conducted the election day. So for us, we observe the whole election process. That includes all the candidates.
Sierra Leone having a peaceful vote is of a greater importance for that area. And there has been, you know, reports of democratic backsliding in the region. So if Sierra Leone's presidential election is free, fair and credible, it could be a bellwether for regional democracy.
Our mission is to observe the elections and, of course, observe them based on the international parameters. And we will then also, after we have observed them, put forward our findings on first in the preliminary statement on Monday, but then, of course, also the final report and recommendations that will be followed after approximately 3 months. But Sierra Leone is an important partner to the European Union and, of course, has a very important role also in the West African region.
This election, the one you are going to observe on Saturday, is like the fifth presidential election since the end of, you know, the brutal 11-year civil war more than two decades ago.
So the European Union have had the observers, now it's the fifth election observation we are conducting. It's my first as chief observer for the elections here in Sierra Leone. I have myself, however, also been a part of leading the European Parliament delegation in Nigeria and Kenya elections. So Nigeria had the elections in February and Kenya in August last year. But it's we have had several election observations here in Sierra Leone from the side of the European Union. We have also had a follow-up observation or a follow-up mission from the side of the European Union, which we usually do to follow up on the recommendations that have been presented after the election.
Chief Observer Yvonne Nsir, a member of the European Parliament from Sweden. Thank you for your input.